And all that is left to discuss is the problem we've been having with keeping our undergarment supply in stock. Now, I'm not naming any names, but someone initiated a massive raid of our more feminine selections.
Why are you giving me that dirty look? Everyone knows I don't even wear underwear.
I certainly know it. That's right.
Well, someone stole the panties. I mean, I'm only down to 2 pairs at this point.
I don't have any left.
Please tell us more, Naminé.
That's what you get for wearing women's underwear.
On that day, I was a woman.
Okay.
I was asked to the prom by a little peasant boy named Pablo. He didn't have much money, and he smelt like stewed turnips. But oh, Pablo could dance. 17 kinds of dances. 3 of them didn't even have names yet.
Sir, I believe you are having another hallucination.
I was dressed in the orange chiffon gown that perfectly matched my eyes, with a fresh-cut lily pinned to the front. Pablo had to steal it, but that was fine by me because I was wearing my first real pair of grown-up shoes. With just a bit of heel and all fancy with rhinestones in the polished leather.
He must have been sniffing Vexen's test tube rack again.
No, I don't have anything that hallucinogenic.
My auntie had done my hair just so, with a ribbon. A lovely orange ribbon with a little gold and a little red and a big bow. And she helped me with my makeup. I had long eyelashes and sun-kissed cheeks and full red lips like the girls in the magazines.
Has he always been this crazy, or is this something new?
Every so often he surprises us like this.
And we danced all night long at the prom. He held me close with a smile on his face and love in his loins. And that night, after the prom, he made me a woman.
That was the most beautiful story I've ever heard. Oh, I hope I live long enough to have a magical prom night like that.
I hope so as well, my little marshmallow puff. May a sweet peasant boy help break you out of the cocoon of girlish dreams and transform you into the butterfly of womanhood.
Quick, someone find a prom.